Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Your favorite pastor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you have a favorite pastor? What's his name? What about him do you like? If you attend a church with more than one pastor, they often take turns preaching the sermon. Perhaps you prefer one of the pastors over the other. Or, picture this, you move to a new home and start attending a new church. The new pastor does just fine, but you're still so comfortable with how your old pastor preached. Here's the question. Is liking one pastor over another wrong? Before you answer, don't lose sight of what really matters. 2,000 years ago, a church in the city called Corinth was full of people arguing over their favorite pastor. A pastor named Paul started the church, so some people liked Paul the best. After Paul, a gifted preacher named Apollos led the church, and so some people liked Apollos the best. Paul heard they were getting so caught up in playing favorites that there was division and arguing in their midst. And so Paul wrote to tell them they were looking at their pastors incorrectly. He compared the church to a garden. Each person was a plant. Paul said that his job was to plant the seed, and now it was Apollos' job to water it. But God is the one who makes us grow. In other words, church leaders are only servants of God, but Jesus and his message is what really matters. Appreciate your pastor. But remember who they are, mere human beings whom God called to serve Him alone. In the end, give God all the glory. We give thanks for God's called servants in prayer. Lord God, thank you for the spiritual leaders that you have given me in my life. Each one has helped me grow in my faith and walk with you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.